realized I haven't been on here forever. I have not been in the mood to sing at all. I can't pinpoint why. I think any creative person just has times in their life where they just don't want to do what they love. Whatever the reason. I just haven't felt like it. But tonight I do. I had such a nice time outside. Had a little fire with my son and with my husband. And had a few brews. And I'm on vacation, actually. For several days until Black Friday. And I'm actually feeling really relaxed. And I've been thinking about songs. I'm preparing for a song that I've had my eye on for a while, but I don't know the lyrics, so I have to practice it. But I thought tonight I would just do a song that I really know. It's a Beatles song, A Day in the Life, and I have no idea how this is going to turn out. Sometimes I think a cappella is just better for me. The Beatles have been in my life since probably the age of about 13 or 14. I knew a person in my life, a really good friend, that exposed me to them. My parents never listened to the Beatles, but my friend did, and he exposed me to them, and ever since, I was in love. And it's funny, you know, the Beatles, like, the fans for the Beatles are very vast, but not really. I mean, you can look across the world. You can ask this person, that person, that person. For the most part, like when you ask people, they're like, I don't think most people claim to be Beatles fans. I think they know the music, but they're not like major fans. Okay. Maybe if you go into different countries, they would be. But ever since that experience and that exposure when I was younger, as a teen and adolescent, I've been a very huge fan. I used to rent VHS things of their concerts. And ever since then, I've always been a fan. I used to be in my basement. I'm such a homebody. Do crafts or painting or whatever else. And I'd listen to the Beatles. I would say my favorite album is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I'd say that's definitely my favorite. Everyone has their favorite, right? I really love this song. It really does remind me of him as an influence in my life. You know, no matter how old you get, I think you always remember your first loves or your first people in your life that you're really connected with. And the song always reminds me of him and connection. So, for somebody that always feels like it's hard to be connected to people, it always makes me feel good when I think about the people that I've connected with. So I hope with this intro, I hope I don't fuck up this song, and I don't care if I do, because we don't need perfection in this realm of life. I don't expect perfection of you guys. I don't. This is a community. This is a community where we all try to embrace each other for everything that we are. Okay, here we go. A Day in the Life. Beatles. You can find this on Care of Fun Karaoke. Yeah.
Writing's not that easy.
Happy Saturday.
Really can help. This sentence is grammatically correct. but it's wordy.
And I hate ads, so I'm sorry about that. John Lennon, Paul McCartney. I read the news today, young boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw a photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the House of Blues. So I filmed today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to look, having read the book. I love to turn. Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup. And looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. I found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream. Dun dun, I read the news today, oh boy. 4,000 holes in Blackburn, Lancashire. And though the holes were rather small, they had to count them all. Now they know how many holes it takes to fill the Albert Hall. I love to turn you on.
Everything has to do with sex and love. That's my theory. I should say hypothesis. Don't you agree?
Thanks for listening.